It's 8 o'clock. This is Morning Ireland with Audrey Carvel and Mary Wilson. The news now in detail with Brian Jennings.
The government COVID-19 committee will meet today in advance of an expected decision tomorrow to keep the current health restrictions in place next month. The issue of mandatory quarantine for some arrivals here is set to be considered. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The official government position is that all options are up for discussion today. However, while a period of mandatory quarantine for arrivals here without a negative COVID-19 test is high on the agenda, such a measure for all people entering the state doesn't appear to have the backing of government. There is likely to be a discussion about mandatory quarantining for those arriving from South Africa and Brazil, along with other countries where variants of the coronavirus are prevalent. Increased Garda checks at airports to curb non-essential travel is also on the cards. Plus, there is set to be a stepping up of checks to ensure people are self-isolating. Several political parties and public health experts want the government to go much further and quarantine all arrivals into the country. Today's deliberations will also focus on when schools might reopen, with the Taoiseach signalling at the weekend that all students won't be back in their classrooms by St. Patrick's Day. A decision on how the Leaving Cert exams will be organised this year is also due very soon. All this will take place against the backdrop of an anticipated cabinet decision to keep the current level 5 restrictions in place for at least another month.
Yesterday evening, the Department of Health said it had been notified of 23 further deaths from COVID-19. There were 1,378 new confirmed cases. The 14-day incidence rate per 100,000 of the population stands at 840.7. An article of impeachment against Donald Trump will be sent to the United States Senate today, paving the way for his trial next month. The former president was impeached by the House of Representatives 2 weeks ago, with Democrats accusing him of inciting his supporters to storm the Capitol building. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Donald Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives earlier this month, charged with incitement of insurrection after being accused of encouraging his supporters to storm the Capitol building. The article of impeachment against him will be sent to the U.S. Senate today. Senators will be sworn in as jurors tomorrow, and an impeachment trial will begin in 2 weeks' time. Meanwhile, the new president, Joe Biden, is today expected to formally reverse an order issued last week by Donald Trump, which called for the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions for those travelling to the US from Ireland, the UK, parts of Europe and Brazil. The new administration has said now is not the time to be easing travel bans, and South Africa is expected to be added to the restricted list. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
The National Security Council in the Netherlands will meet today to discuss its response to a weekend of anti-lockdown riots. Dutch riot police used water cannon and tear gas to clear demonstrators protesting against coronavirus restrictions. Hundreds gathered in central Amsterdam, while in the city of Eindhoven, dozens were arrested during disturbances near the central railway station. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who's been criticised for playing down the seriousness of the pandemic, has tweeted that he has tested positive for COVID-19. He said his symptoms were light and that he's receiving medical treatment. A new report from Oxfam claims the fortunes of Ireland's billionaires has risen by over 3 billion euro since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. The report also says that while the 1,000 richest people in the world suffered losses due to the economic upheaval, they had recouped them within 9 months. But the charity predicts it may take more than 10 years before the world's poorest are able to recover from the economic impacts. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with SuperValu. Get thousands of really low prices in the SuperValu range. Available in-store and online. Believe in low prices.
A bitterly cold and icy start this morning with hazardous conditions on untreated surfaces. Frost, ice and any patches of freezing fog will be slow to clear during the morning. Most of the country will be dry with sunny spells. But there will be a few rain or hail showers in West Connacht and North Ulster. Patchy rain will develop in the west this evening. Highest temperatures 3 to 7 degrees.